Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, we took the world's shortest IQ test.
And it stunk.
They say this is the world's shortest IQ test. There's three questions, 83% of people fail it.
I don't know who wrote it. It's actually kind of made me mad more than it's done anything.
Well, yeah, the first question is... A bat and ball cost $1.10 total.
Right. $1.10.
The bat cost $1 more than the ball.
Mm-hmm.
How much does the ball cost?
Ten cents, right? 10 cents.
Everybody agree?
Yep.
Everybody out there, 10 cents?
Hands in the air?
The answer is 5 cents.
How do they get...
You got me. It doesn't say why. It says the common wrong answer is 10 cents. The right answer is 5 cents. We both missed that one. Next question. We can't argue, Tony.
All right.
It takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
100.
I say 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay.
All right. The correct answer is 100 minutes.
I said 100.
Or no, the right answer is 5 minutes. The common wrong answer is 100 minutes.
We were both wrong again.
I know. I said 1 minute because if 5 can make 5 in 5 minutes, then 1 makes 1 a minute. There's 100 machines, 100 widgets. It should be 1 minute.
I don't know. I counted 2 zeros on a number and just put it on the end.
All right, here we go. Last question. So far, we're 0 for.
All right.
There's a patch of lily pads in a lake. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long will it take to cover half the lake? Obviously, the answer is 24, right?
Yes, 24 is half of 48.
The common wrong answer is 24 days. The right answer is 47 days. See, it doubles in size. So at day 47, it would be half the lake. And then it doubled in size in 1 day.
I don't know.
The entire lake.
It's their wording, and that's word problems in school. Like, whenever, if you ask me, Jason has 2 apples, he gave Tony 1 apple, then that's easier.
Then I've got 1 apple.
Right.
Yeah.
Their sentences are so long, they're confusing. and
stop it with your fancy questions,
yeah,
all right?
Use things like apples, because we'd never give them. Use pickup trucks or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody else fell too, or was it just us?
Tony's a crier.
But it could be good for him.
It's my party. I'll cry if I want to.
People ask me all the time. I mean, all the time. How does Tony stay in such good shape? Because we hear about his eating habits with his corn dogs from the convenience store and, you know, just crap in general that he eats.
Beef jerky. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, but Tony's in good shape. Well, I didn't know either until right now.
I always get people asking me how you do your hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, ancient Chinese secret.
All right. How is it I stay in shape?
You've been working out this whole time and didn't even know it.
I'm still curious what you're doing over. What is it?
Says crying is good for your health. Tony cries at the drop of a hat.
Poke a man in his emotions, are you?
I mean, during the real good, at least 3 times a week he cries. Sometimes during, sometimes after.
I do.
Sometimes he'll see something on Facebook, and he'll cry for maybe 15 minutes about that. I swear, yeah. I am not lying.
I am
not lying. Plus, I mean, we can't even talk about, you know, your past and relationships and stuff like that. So, I mean, I love
strong.
You've been going for the burn this whole time. There's CrossFit and there's CryFit.
Well,
and that's what you've been doing. You've been lifting tractor tires with your tears.
They're plugged into my emotions. But they're good cries too.
Oh, I know.
You know, and the pain I've shared with everybody,
right.
You know, the big one. I'm still getting over that. And the relationships, I got a like. I got an official like on one I'm working on.
It's not official until it's on Facebook.
Well, now she ain't said I could post it on Facebook.
So until you do that, it doesn't even exist.
Well, and it's
y'all don't even have an Instagram picture together.
And two, some of it, ladies, is y'all, they're stress tears.
Yeah.
The way what you all do to men's emotions.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, whenever they ask you something, sometimes you all, you know, don't give the answers we want. And it's like, we gotta cry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Pickup trucks make us cry. They don't make y'all cry.
Well, the real good's coming up here soon, Tony. So I'm sure that'll give you a nice
good
ab,
exercise,
good ab workout. Get that six pack going.
Smart aleck.
Aren't cold McDonald's French fries the worst?
Yeah.
You know, normally, well, almost 100% of the time, I am against violence.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like peace and harmony.
But sometimes you just got to pull a gun, right?
Well, I mean, somebody hurt your baby or something, maybe.
A woman got arrested on Monday after firing a gun inside a McDonald's. This was in Garden City, Georgia.
Oh, no.
And she did it for a great reason.
Felt threatened, her life?
No, worse than that.
Somebody's going to kill one of her family members?
Worse than that.
They were holding her baby in the air.
Worse than that.
How?
Her French fries were cold, and nothing is worse than cold French fries.
So it was time for her to draw a pistol and correct
this. Look, you got to draw the line somewhere, and cold fries is where her line was. And cold fries are the worst because there's nothing you can do with them. Something else is cold, you can put in the microwave for a little bit and freshen them up. If you put fries in the microwave, it changes the taste, the texture, everything. They're not even French fries anymore. They're Franken fries, and they're no good. They suck.
Well, what if you just go with it and made them colder and made French fry ice cream?
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah,
what? French fry cream.
No one wants that. That's terrible.
Well, if life hands you lemons, make lemonade. That's been my motto for 43 years. It's got me this far.
Oh, well, then that's good advice then.
Oh, shut up.
Had a new film strip today, The Alternative History of the Upper Cumberland.
The Alternative History of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history at county fairs and merry-go-rounds, which, ironically, was invented right here. Long ago, a woman named Mary G. Roundsman found a bunch of wooden horses and some wood, so she had a carpenter build a spinning patio that moved the wooden horses up and down. Soon all the kids from the area came to Mary G. Groundsman's to ride her spinning patio. Next, she built an arena where people could wreck old junk cars into each other. After the arena, she built a giant wheel with couches bolted around it and gave us the first Ferris wheel. Next, she built a huge rotating swing set. Last, she lined the border grounds with games ran by questionable tattooed citizens. When she was complete, she looked at her creation and said, "I'm fairly impressed." She shortened it to Fair and began selling tickets and overpriced wristbands. Mary G. Roundsman was a true pioneer, who later died of dysentery. But what a pioneer! And we should be proud of such a great pioneer from the Upper Cumberland!
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Bet you didn't know this one.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Roundulence. Roundulence is what happens when flatulence gets swelled up and is not flat anymore. Roundulence.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
This looks so real, and it seems so pure. I really love my new fishing lure.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
If you haven't seen this footage yet, it's crazy. 32-year-old guy's name's Orlando Hernandez. He was driving down the interstate near Chicago on Monday when his back right tire blew.
Rut roll.
He lost control of his truck, flipped it, slammed into a concrete barrier, and a news helicopter got it all on video.
Whoa.
His truck ended up on the side of the road upside down. He couldn't get out because the roof and doors were caved in.
Oh, crushed it around him.
But then a bunch of construction workers and some other people ran over to help. Around a dozen guys worked together to lift the truck up on its side.
Woo, go, men, go.
An off-duty firefighter also stopped to help. He helped smash out the windshield and cut Orlando's seatbelt. Then he tried to get him to stay in the truck until paramedics got there just in case he had spinal injury. But Orlando was like, nope, that's a big nope. He decided to climb out on his own. He's totally fine.
Wow.
But how cool is that for 12 random people to run to the aid of one person and help them out?
Wow.
Now, that's cool.
This man needed muscle, and the good Lord put some muscle right there. I mean,
here comes a dozen construction workers. I bet they can figure that out.
We got this.
To those guys and everyone else that stopped and helped, that's awesome. Y'all are real good. That wraps it up. That's today's podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to share it with whoever. Subscribe to the podcast if you want to. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.